A dedicated volunteer doing her part to help out our local hospital. This is Iris Smith. Iris, thank you so much for being a community builder. To start, Iris, maybe you can just give us a bit of background about yourself.
Okay, well, I worked at Simcoe Leaf Tobacco in the accounting department for part-time for several years, and then I went from there to the co-op, and I spent 13 years at the co-op in the accounting department with the Norfolk Co-op. And then I retired and I spent my winters in Florida.
Now, when did you first get involved at NGH?
It was 19 years ago that I got involved, and Marion Ellis was the one that asked me if I would like to be a member of the organization, and so that was what I did. Before that, I was with IODE, I was with Eastern Star, and did different functions with them as well.
You're well known for volunteering at the Norfolk General Hospital. Can you just go over maybe just some of the stuff that you're involved with at the hospital?
Well, the Simcoe branch, right now I am the chairperson from the Simcoe branch, and that's a two-year stint, so I'm in my last year. We are involved in many, many things there. We do, we've done a cookbook this year, which sells for $15 each. The Rotary gave us $1,000 to get us started on that, this Sunrise Rotary, and we're very pleased with their help. We have a spaghetti dinner once a year. This was the last year, this past February was our second year. Unilever gave us ice cream as a donation for them, and we do about 175 dinners for that. And then we have a barbecue to the Superstore, and we usually hold that in June, and I think that's June the 6th if everything goes well this year. And then we have the Tag Days course. We usually do that in May, first Saturday in May, but that's been on hold this year. And that will take place probably in September or August, whatever happens, you know, with what's going on, as you know. What else? Oh, and we have Treasure Mart, which we do that in November. It'll be held November the 9th, and that's at the Odd, and we take in all kinds of different clothing, toys, books, and a penny table, of course. And then we have a boutique sale, which we have in September, which is we go through all the donations and pick out the better quality stuff and have it in the conference room at the hospital. And we usually run around, make about $3,000 with that in the one-day sale. So we're very happy with that.
Now, this is all volunteer work. What drew you to spend the last 20 years or so putting your free time into helping out the hospital?
Well, when I retired, I felt that I needed to have something to do. If I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be applying for a job. But anyway, no, this is, I think it's very important that we have a hospital and it is well stocked with what we have, equipment. It's one of the bigger small hospitals, you might say. And so I'm happy to do this.
People associate you with the hospital. I know you got tremendous support when you climbed the CN Tower. Can you go over that choice and the feedback you received?
I'm really involved. Yes, I am. Very much so. It's very important to me. And the CN Tower walk, I just cannot believe the support that I had when I mentioned that that I was going to do it. It was just sort of off the top of my head that I was going to do it. And I volunteer at Canadian Tire in the Garden Center during the spring, and that gives me an opportunity to get flowers for the golf course. Mary Taylor is very good in letting me take flowers, so I, as a reciprocal, I work in the Garden Center. And I met the gal there that runs a Garden Center, and when I mentioned I was going to do the CN Tower, she said, "I'll do it with you." Her name is Belinda Goyer, and she lives in Port Dover. She's a wonderful, wonderful gal. And I don't think I could have done it without her assistance. The two of us, we walked 2 or 3 miles, 2 or 3 times a week. And so then we just had a great relationship, and this was what was great.
Are you involved in any other activities, or just mainly the hospital is your focus?
My focus is mainly NGH right now. That takes, as a chairperson, it takes a great deal of time. And I'm also on the treasury for the gift shop, and I work in the gift shop several times a week or fill in if somebody can't make it. So that's another thing, and I enjoy that. That's a real rewarding area.
Listen to all our community builders at norfolktoday.ca.